Gimel, Sif Aleph. First scenario is Mishay and Lamayim, or if I'm Michael Lacher, both scenarios. Okay. Sif Aleph, we main Mayim and Mitsuyim Lefonov. There's no water available, so how far do you have to travel to find water?
1 mil in front and or upset, what is it? Four mil?
So the Gemara says, Berichu Yersim Arabilin.
What?
You have to, if you're traveling, if you travel, continue to travel in the direction that you're planning to go, and within 4 mil you will find the water. Or if you have to go back, within 1 mil backwards you would find water, then you're mechuyev to wait till you get to that point and find that water. But let's say that's not available. There's no water available moving forward even for 4 mil. There's no water available moving backwards even for a mil. Okay, so what do you do? So what you do is you cover your hands with a cloth, a glove. So yitul yodav, now the Mishnah Berurah changes the gears to the word yolut, means you envelop, you wrap your hands, b'mapa, in a cloth. And you eat the bread, or something which is dipped, which you have to wash for that also. But here, since you can't wash, so you're allowed to eat it without washing. This solution does not work if you have water available. Say, I'll just wrap my hands. That's not an option. You have a chiyuv to wash. But if water is not available, so we are going to allow you to eat without washing. However, we're going to say, we don't want you touching the bread or this item. Comes to the Ramah, and the Ramah adds, I'm going to give you a different solution. If you don't touch the food, everything is done with utensils, even though your hands are not wrapped, it's going to be mutter, and the Mishnah Berurah is going to have great difficulty with this Ramah. Okay. Zogt the Mishnah Berurah. Simchat Na'alef. So there's no water available forward in a distance of 4 mil and backwards a distance of a mil, so we're going to allow you to eat without washing your hands, but you have to cover your hands. So the first Mishnah Berurah just wants to point out, that there's a law. We take this pretty seriously. So we don't have any water available. But there's moisture there is dew which gathered overnight on the grass. I'll just rub my hands on the grass and I wash my hands, right? So if you make a bracha on that, it's a bracha labatola, and you're not fulfilling the halacha matil sidayim, and therefore that's not going to be very good for you. On your, it is considered an avera. Mitsuyim, avakashamayim mitsuyim. If water is available, also af b'mapa dilma also liminka. We're not going to allow the solution of using enveloping your hand, wrapping your hand in a cloth, because you might at some point take it off, etc. Therefore, we do not allow this. You must wash your hands. Okay. So what we mean to say is like this: a person's traveling, and he's based on his knowledge of the roads ahead and the area ahead. He estimates, even if he keeps traveling 4 mil, he will not find water. Who wrote Salach? He wants to eat. So, if he wants to eat and there's water available within the distance of 4 mil, we say, I'm sorry, you can't eat right now. You have to wait till you get to the water. There's no water available. So then, we're going to allow him to eat through this idea of wrapping his hands in a cloth. If he estimates that he's going to find water within the next 4 mil or immediately afterwards, then he can't eat without washing his hands. Even wrapping is not good enough, and he cannot eat. He must wait till he gets there. However, he passed water a little while back, and he realizes, you know, he wants to eat, and there's no water available forward. He knows that that's the area, but there is water backwards. So how far are you willing to go backwards?
1 mil.
The Yesha Tircha Lachso Medarka, that it's a Tircha to go back. So then already, Sagi Bashir Mil, he's not willing to go back more than a mil. Kashir Mashar Shal Yimsish Baimayim. And if by moving back more a mil, he will not find water. So there's no water available forward, a distance of 4 mil. There's no water available backwards or to the sides in a distance of a mil. So then, it's mutter to eat now by wrapping your hands in a cloth.
Sounds like a cover-up to me.
Now, the... we discussed this in regards to Lachat Tfilah B'Tzibur, that a person is mechuyev to travel, if he's traveling, and he knows there will be a place where he could daven Tfilah B'Tzibur within 4 mil ahead, he shouldn't stop now and daven. He should wait till later to get to daven. I want to stop for the night. You know, it's still, you know, it's summertime. It's quite late. You know, it's sunset is 8:30. And 8 o'clock, I'm ready to stop. But I know that if I travel another 15, 20 minutes, there's a place where I can get a minyan. So I'm not to stop here. I'm mechuyev to keep traveling and daven Tfilah B'Tzibur. Tfilah B'Tzibur backwards. I'm mechuyev to travel backwards even up to a mil for Tfilah B'Tzibur. If a person's at home, he's not traveling, so then the shear is a mil. That's the equivalent of going backwards. We discussed then, is this calculated in distance or in time? So Bisman Chazal, they're traveling by foot. They would be traveling by foot, right? So a mil takes
18 minutes, I think.
There's a machloek how long a mil takes to travel. There are three opinions in halacha how long a mil takes to travel. One says 18 minutes. One opinion is 18 minutes. One opinion is 22 and a half minutes. One opinion is 24 minutes. Whatever the shear is, so that's, you know, but we know what it is in distance. It's 2,000 amas. I'm assuming how long an amma is, but saying, but we have a general idea how long that is. If you calculate an amma at a foot and a half, so we know that it's 3,000 feet, 3/5 of a mile. If you calculate it as 2 feet, it's 4/5 of a mile. We know the distance. We have a basic idea of how long the distance is. But if you calculate it in time, but I'm driving in a car at 60 miles an hour on the highway, so I'm going to travel that distance in less than a minute.
That you're assuming no traffic.
I said at 60 miles an hour.
Oh, right? Okay. All right, fine.
Okay, so, but maybe I'm going to keep traveling another 18 minutes, which means 18 miles. So we said over there that there definitely were many Paiskim said that we calculate this based on the time of travel, not on the actual distance.
Hmm. And again, so forgive me, this is no gaelic to me because I live 5 miles from here. So you're saying that if I know that the traffic is so bad that I can't get here in 18 minutes, I'm not mechuyev to come here for a minyan?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Why am I?
You're allowed to if you want.
Oh, I mean,
I'm
mechuyev
to. Right.
Interesting.
Why might you have to go another 18 minutes?
Because that's the minimum shear.
Well, if you're traveling 60 miles an hour, so you means I mean, you're traveling a mile a minute. So 1 minute is also, you travel a mile. So if you're traveling 60 miles an hour on the highway, that'll be 18 minutes is 18 miles.
Okay. But let's say you knew that under normal circumstances where there's, let's say, no traffic, you could get here in 18 minutes, no problem. But because you know that, let's say you heard on the radio there's a car crash, your way of getting here is blocked by traffic and there's no way you're going to get here in 18 minutes. It's going to take you half an hour.
What's a car crash?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What's a car crash?
Okay.
Crash?
Yeah,
crash.
Now, fine. Yeah, that's partial to her, yeah. He's the scenario which you gave until now, I know the area and I know there's no water ahead. There's no rivers. There's no lakes, there's no pumps, there's no wells, there's nothing ahead. Right now it's a pretty barren area and there's no water ahead. Let's say I'm not sure. Right? Am I mechuyev to keep going? Because maybe I will find. So because it says that that here he brings the Kharanim say, so that you are mechuyev to keep traveling forward just in case. If you're hungry right now. If you're not hungry, you should wait. But if you're and see. But if you're hungry right now, you're allowed to eat ayyadei mapa. People which have a they're out in the fields, but their job is there to be there to keep an eye on the fields. So we're going to limit how far they have to travel because they also have responsibility to keep an eye on the fields. If they need to go get some water to wash, their shear is less than a mil, mil or less. And they can't go too far away from the area that they're watching. Similarly, at home, you're not traveling, so you can't say, well, that's the direction that I'm going, because I want to be home, so I'm going to travel a mil away and then a mil back. So that's like going backwards. The only case that you're mechuyev to wait for a mil, because that's you're going anyway. So just, you know, you're going to either travel there today or tomorrow. You might as well do it today and get water. So he says, in that situation, yitol yadav b'map. Now the correct year says not yitol. Tzarech lomer yolut. Ratzel lomer shekarech yadav. Yolut means to envelop. B'mapa. It doesn't have to be dafka mapa. It could be it could be anything which you would wrap around the hands. The dasa makaber him start with the circle likrach shtei yadav dafka. Now I always eat with the right hand. I'm a righty. That's why I always eat with the right hand. I don't touch with my left hand. Am I mechuyev to wrap both hands? So that's what he's addressing right now. Daf shayichol ba'achas. Even though I only eat with one hand, but shem yigav bechaverta. So the Ramah, who allows you to eat with a spoon, so if eating with a spoon is sufficient, so similarly wrapping one hand, you're eating the hand that you use to take the food, is not worse than using a spoon. Over there, your hand is actually, well, you might touch. In both cases of the issue, you might touch. Okay, but you know, derech is not to. So the spoons, you know, I'm not going to touch, just use the spoon or the utensil. I wrap the hand that I usually use for eating, which would touch the food, touch the bread, whatever it is, in a cloth. The other hand, I'm not going to touch anyway. So that's, according to Ramah, that would be acceptable, but the Bechaber does not hold like that.
Okay. That day or the next day to where?
I said, the halacha is if you're traveling in a certain direction, and you're going to be going that direction anyway, so we said, why stop now for the night and eat? Or why stop now for your afternoon rest and eat without washing your hands? You're going in that direction anyway. Eventually you're going to get to that point, so you might as well just do it now. And then you'll have water and wash your hands. Okay, so we said this is true both for bread, you have to wrap your hands in a cloth, or for darbar shetibul b'mash, something which, a food which has been dipped in a liquid, so you mechuyev to wash your hands, and since you don't have water available to wash your hands, you need to wrap your hands. B'mash l'gamazay tzricho netzilu kedali havasim l'kofon ches. Darbar shetibul b'mash, you have to wash your hands. Now, there we brought the Rosh Hashitah, says that you don't have to. Here he's just bringing like a double portion of that you have to. Fine, because the Rabbi, the Makam Shein Lai Mapa, let's say I don't have water, I don't have a mapa, I have nothing to wrap my hands in. So what do Apa Lai Mapa? So Chazal allowed you to eat without washing your hands, even without a mapa. Came in then, Yochul Hasik Mayim Bashir, since you don't have water available, Chazal weren't Mechayiv you to wash. They did not predicate that heter only on if your hands are wrapped. If that's available, you're mechuyav to do that, but if not. You know, it's a very uncommon case. A person is like totally bereft. He has nothing. He doesn't even have like, you know, a cloth to wrap his hands in, not mistaber. So now, the Gemara does not mention Mappa. It's the Rishonim which mentioned the Din of Mappa. It's only one Rishon. No, it's multiple Rishonim. And he points out the Rabbeinu Chananel, which we have as Pirush HaMsachim, which we now zeichah to have the Pirush of the Rabbeinu Chananel HaMsachim. So the Rabbeinu Chananel is even more weighty, because the Rabbeinu Chananel, in general, we give more weight to the Gaonim than we give to the Rishonim. Why? Because the Gaonim had a very clear Masara. They took over the yeshivas of Sura and Pupadisa, which were in existence of the time of the Meroyim. They had a very clear Masara. Eventually, the academies, the yeshivas had to travel, people had to travel, they ended up developing yeshivas other places, but that clear, distinct Masara from the Meroyim, the Tanoyim, straight into the Gaonim, ended. But the Ramban writes that Rabbeinu Chananel was really the transition generation.
Meaning he had this the good Masara.
He was the last generation of the Gaonim, the first generation of the Rishonim. He was before Rashi. The Ramban writes, called the word of Divrei Kabbalah. Whatever the Rabbeinu Chananel says, it's part of the Masara that they had from the Gaonim. So it's a very significant weight that we say the Rabbeinu Chananel says that. Also interesting, we have the Mishnah Berurah points out that we have the Zechinu Atzala Oray. It was a Ksaviyad which was found and published. It had not been available prior. So there's the famous Machlokes in the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. Can you use the newfound Rishonim in halachic matters?
Newfound Rishonim?
Right, so we found the Ksaviyad from the Rabbeinu Chananel, which was never available. We found the Ksaviyad from a Talmud of the Ramban, called the Rabbeinu David. Right, Sefer Pesachim doesn't have too many Rishonim on it. The Ramban did not write on it. The Rashi did not write on it. They wrote very minimally on it. They both have very minimal. But the Ramban has a Talmud, Rabbeinu David, Mi Bonfil, and Rabbeinu David
did write on it.
He wrote, quoted the Ramban, etc. Well, but the Rabbeinu David was a Ksaviyad, which was not available till 40 years ago, right? So now, can we use the Rabbeinu David as a decisor in a halachic issue? So Mishnah Berurah says yes. The Chazon Ish says no. He says that when the main issues of halacha were being decided between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, it wasn't available. If the Rishonim wanted to be available, it should take its role in the main halachic decisions. The Rishonim could have made it available. The Rishonim could do anything. He didn't feel it was necessary for the halachic issues. So the main weight of halachic issues, which are decided between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and the Magen Avraham and the Taz, and these poskim. So in learning up a sugya and pirish, of course you could use it. In regards to the area of psak, you shouldn't use it. It's a letter of the Chazon Ish. The Shabura, in multiple places, does this. He quotes Miri. Miri was not available until over 100 years ago. Miri was found. We found the Ksaviyad of the Miri. It had been hidden, had never been published. It was only first published less than 100 years ago. Mr. Burrow will quote the Miri as a source for halachic issues.
So based on that logic, when it's supposed to be Eliyahu HaNavi is supposed to come before Mashiach, right? And Eliyahu HaNavi comes around and he says, oh, I hold this way, and we're not going to trust Eliyahu HaNavi because he wasn't around when they poskened these halachas?
When Eliyonavi comes and Mashiach comes, and we have the knowledge which is going to exist in that generation, everything's going to be looked at differently. It's going to supersede many things that are going to change. But that's a whole new era. But that's a new era. This is not a new era. This is old era still. Okay.
What shouldn't be used for Pesach?
The new Rishonim, which have been found of late, we find various different manuscripts, we publish them.
I mean, are we not trusting them because we suspect that they may not be authentic?
I didn't say that. Okay. It comes to Ramah. The Ramah says, Ayyad Kaf, that they have another solution, just eat it with a utensil. So, Mr. Burr, Achronim is Kashub is that. The Achronim find this approach of the Ramah difficult. The Menola of the Ramah didn't say, where did he get it from? The Shani Ma'apa, Shiyad Mechusa, the case of Ma'apa, where the hand is covered, he cannot touch. So that's acceptable. How do you know that we have a right to assume that this is sufficient? Well, you know, the Gemara says in this situation, water is not available, you don't have to wash. Fine. Come along with that, but your hand must be covered because you may not touch. It's not a heter to touch, it's just a heter not to wash. Right? So, fine, but we understand. So what do you have to do? You have to prevent touching. So I understand, covering your hand prevents touching. Where do you see that using your utensil prevents touching? You might, since your hands are open, you may touch still.
Well, what if you're, quote unquote, careful not to touch?
Well, that's exactly what we're worried about. You might not be careful and you might touch. That's exactly why we don't want you. We don't want to rely on you. We want to rely on your hands being covered. So this eitz of using the utensil is not a cheskila option. The cheskila option would be in the scenario a person does not have any water, there's no water available within the aforementioned distances, he must cover his hand, he may not rely on just using a utensil. Okay. Beis. What about the following? Hamaychu la'acherim. If Reuven's feeding Shimon's not well, and it's hard for him to eat a little bit, and Reuven's helping him by feeding him, putting food in his mouth, etc. Reuven's touching the food and putting it into Shimon's mouth. He's tipping up the bread, breaking the pieces, and putting it into Shimon's mouth. Shimon's not touching the bread at all. Reuven touching the bread. So does Reuven have to wash his hands? He's touching the bread. The answer is no. He's being matam of the bread. Chazal are only masak in this halacha when a person is eating. And he's not eating. Somebody else is eating. So the same way, let's play out the whole conversation. The same way we have no havamina to argue. I go to the store in the good old days and they didn't have bags and I pick up the bread. I have to wash my hands before I touch the bread because you might make the bread tame. But how can you touch the bread without washing your hands? Again, because I will only introduce this chiva of Netila during the time of the Sa'udah. So the fact that you're touching the bread is not a problem. Again, had it been real truma and your hands were taka, would be a real problem. Chazal, when they made this tekana, they did not make it with all of the chumras of truma. So similarly, I'm not eating because I weren't mechayiv me. I am feeding somebody else. They weren't mechayiv me. He, on the other hand, va'oichol tzarach netilas yadayim al mishachar noisim l'sech piv ve'edon negeh b'maychol. But the oichol does need to wash his hands even though the oichol is not touching the food. The person who's eating must wash. You're eating and you have to wash your hands. Even though you're not touching the food, someone's putting in your mouth. Tough, so what? You have to wash. V'odin l'oichol b'magreifa. Here's klisheyeshlo shinayim, firik belaz with a fork. Sark letil zedayim. I'm not touching the food, but you have to wash your hands. So the key of the tila is the person. The chazal put on the person who's eating. So the fact that I'm not touching is irrelevant because you might touch. So chazal said, I'm using a fork, so you still have to wash. Okay. Now the Ramah adds a new point. So now that that's true, that the one who eats has to wash his hands. So am I allowed to put food into the mouth if a person does not wash his hands? The answer is no, because I'm being machshel him in an avera. He's eating without netilas yadayim. I can't put food into his mouth. Okay. Fine. Michael, and it's certain that I'm ches. I'll be sure to Michael, even when you're touching the food, the latitud didn't run until a little high chubavar, because our masak and the lachim natila, and the average case, which is on the person who's eating. And vice versa, if you're eating, even though you're not touching the food, you still have to wash your hands. Alpha P. When Chazal make a tekana, they don't like making it, sometimes yes, sometimes no. They say, listen, this is the tekana. You're eating, you have to wash your hands. That's much clearer to people. Person's using a fork. Using a fork is not better than the case where somebody's putting in your mouth and you have to wash. So if you're putting your mouth through a fork, for sure you have to wash. Okay. Now the last point over here, the Rambam added the issue of being Michael, a person do not wash his hands. So now, in the context until now, the word Michael meant putting food into the guy's mouth. So, fine. What about nowadays, we have a more common scenario. I'm going to not put food into their mouth, but put food in front of them, and I know they're not going to wash. Am I allowed to do that? So the Mishnah Berurah Yodav, the Mishnah Loi Nato Yodav, the Dafka Yodua Shloi Nato. First of all, it's only a problem of feeding him if you know for sure he did not wash. Avo Besavik Mutter, if it's a possibility he did wash, I'm not sure if he did or didn't, I'm allowed to feed them. And that was the final the inclination of the Magen Avraham. Fine. The La'oni, B'tar Stok, let's say the individual that you're talking about giving food to over here is an Oni. B'vali in the Hakra B'Safik, Ayin Shom B'Sib Beis. You have a mitzvah the Raisa to feed him. You have a Safik, the Rabbanon, maybe he's also to feed him. Well, obviously the mitzvah the Raisa is significant. Kamakam Tov, because you know it's in La'oni, Shalom Kim Le'Begavei, Lechol. But if giving to an Oni I'm not familiar with, I don't know what he does, whether he does or he does not wash his hands. It wouldn't be such a bad idea. Sheyomer, kum to tell you that, let's go wash. So then, even though he might not normally wash, but since he's in your eating with you, and you're saying, let's go wash, he's not going to refuse you. And this way, you're not going to have a problem of feeding a person to not wash. You can sort of like encourage him through that to wash. Mishul Lithniver, Dhanab Alechem Shal Michael, so what's Lithniver? Lithniver is that I'm causing you to stumble in this mitzvah, in this aveira. The Gemara introduces that there's an interesting concept that Lithniver, the Raisa, is only true if the Nichshal could not have done it without the Makshu. So, Reuben's on one side of the river, Shimon's on the other side of the river. There's no trefa food available to Reuben on that side of the river. And Shimon tosses a piece of trefa meat over to him across the river. So without him, he would not have gotten that meat. He can't get there. There's no way to cross the river. The river's not able to cross. It's hard to get across. There's no way to get across. The only way he can get this tray for food is by Shimon facilitating. So that's the Asolif neighbor. He's facilitating an aveira. But if Reuven can get the meat anyway, he can cross the river. There's the meat available over there. That's not Lifneiver. So now, in this scenario over here, where you're saying you're over Lifneiver, I mean, the guy can eat bread without you. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Ayin of Alechem Shal Machol, the case was if the bread belonged to the Machol and the Machol is feeding, then you can't eat that bread without the Machol giving it to you. So it comes out, this act is impossible without the Machol. The Alechem Shal Machol, Yuchel Kachos Ba'atzmoy, Ein Kan Lifneiver, but if it's the bread which belongs to the Machol, so it's his bread. He owns it. See, and if he's physically able to eat, so when you're Machol and you're not able to Lifneiver, so now came along the Tosis and Shabbos and came along with Alvin and said, even though there's no Lifneiver, there's an issue of the Rabbanon called Masayeh. The Maisa, you are helping. You're not facilitating because it could be done without you. But you're helping. So that's an issue of the Rabbanon. And that would still be there. So he sends you to the Prima Gadim. So the Moshe Dish over here says that When it comes to Nisa Drabonon, Chazal did not institute Messiah, at least in Hebrew there is. So if the food we're talking about is an issue with Rabbanon, so there's no problem of there could potentially be a problem of Lifnei Iver, but if it's not exclusive with, you know, a person can do without you, there's only Issur Rabbanon. They didn't say it on the Issur Rabbanon of helping doesn't apply to Issur Rabbanon. A common issue which you have an application of this is not washing, but giving a person to eat. Who's not going to make a bracha? That's a much more common issue. You have a non-firm relative comes to visit, you put food out, they're not going to make a bracha. So you're being machshel them and eating this food without a bracha, which they can't do without you. So is it, if you look at this food and say, listen, this food you can't do without me, but you have other food of your own, and all the food is available. Or do we say in this scenario, this is, we're discussing this you can't do without me. So generally the assumption is, if there are other ways of getting food, so it's not Lifnei Iver. Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said a fascinating thought process. He said, let's say a situation where the situation which came up, apparently there was somebody who was not from at all, it was, you know, somewhat like some level of not interested or antagonistic to doing mitzvahs. But he did support the yeshiva. And he comes to visit the yeshiva. So they have this dilemma. You have a guest who's coming, how can you not serve him some type of food? But they knew for sure he was not going to make a bracha. She's not allowed to feed him. He's not going to make a bracha. So they have this dilemma, you know, how could you have this person who supports the yeshiva come and not feed him anything? On one hand. On the other hand, how could you feed him anything? Because you're being over the neighbor by being machshel him to eat food without a bracha. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said that's incorrect. Why? Because imagine in this person's mind, comes into the yeshiva. The case was over there. The issue over there was actually a drink. I think I said the case wrong. It's actually a drink. It was a hot day, and this person a little bit elderly, and he needs a drink. You're not getting him any drinks. So what's he going to walk away? He's going to walk away with a feeling of anger, and frustration and annoyance with the people of the yeshiva. That's an aveira. Right, so by not giving him a drink, you're also being machshel him. By giving him a drink, you're being machshel him in Issa Drabana. By not giving a drink, you're being machshel him in an Issa Daraisa. That's more chomer. So you have to give him to drink. So the story which happened, you know, the way the story happened was the person came, they saw Shama Zalman, he stops. Then he thinks for a second, then he like gives it to him. So after the person left, the Tamina member said, Rebbe, obviously he was having this conversation in his head. What was the thought process? So he explained that was his thought process. Okay. So a common issue of this is feeding a child. The issue of being Michael. As you're feeding a child, so you don't have to wash your hands, but the child, even though you're feeding him and you're putting it in his mouth, the child, you know, used to, but the other half of the argument is that a child, you know, bishlam an adult, he has a chiyuv to tzedayim. The child doesn't have a chiyuv to tzedayim. You have a chiyuv to be mechanachim. So depending on what age child you're talking about, the chiyuv chinuch doesn't kick in until child is 5 or 6. So usually not being meichel him at that age, unless the child's sick. Okay. Simon Kup Samich Dal.
I don't think you have.
No.
Sorry.
Okay. You know what? Let's just introduce the case. We'll meet with the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow. Or on Monday. Okay. Now, interesting halacha. This is Gomorrah. Neutral Adam Yadav Shakaris, Matalem Kalayam, Philosh Labashatil Chak. I have to wash my hands in the morning anyway. So this means in the tila of for eating for bread in the morning. So I'm washing for the purpose of the tila in the morning, and I plan to be eating again other times during the day. It might be, you know, a tircha to wash again. It might be there's no water available. I say, you know what? I want to, right now, I'm speaking out that I'm washing right now. I have intent that should cover all my achilas for the day. So the halacha is, that works. Even shalom b'shasat chak, the Mishabur will bring some more argue on that. But uvulvad, shalom yaseh dai to mehem, lo yatanfim. But you have to keep an eye on your, you have to keep your mind on your hands, and your hands shouldn't go where they shouldn't go and touch where they shouldn't touch. So it's, this works. For multiple, so I ate bread in the morning, I ate bread at lunch, I ate bread at supper, there's a 4-hour gap in between, I only wash one time. That works because I had an intent when I washed that should work for all three meals. But I have to keep my eyes on my hands the whole day. I have to be aware of where my hands are the whole day. So practically that's going to be a little bit challenging.
a little challenging.
Is that like the same way you have to touch your
tefillin? Like, a similar type of idea, yeah. If water is available, you should wash again. But don't make a bracha, because maybe you didn't fulfill that awareness, and therefore the hands are fine. So you can't make a bracha. So what you end up is that you're washing again without a bracha. Hagav, hold the money tonight. Daf ben atila sheno tzarech achila, du ben atila sashachris. I'm sorry, I said it backwards. It works only for a non-achila purpose. That's when you can introduce this concept. But the washing for the breakfast may not work for mincha and for the second meal and the third meal. It's only when you're washing not for achila that you have a right to say, you know what, I'm going to use this and make this my netila to address all of the day. Okay. Let's hold it here.